It is time for the Endicott College Football Coaches Show. Joining us is head coach Paul McGonigal. Paul, welcome. Thanks for joining us again.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, here we are, 8-0 on the season for you guys, and coming off the big 48-7 win at Curry this past Saturday. So, Paul, tell me about the game Saturday and how it broke your way.
Yeah, I think, you know, we started slow. I think anytime you travel, you always worry about the, you know, how do we get there, what time we need to be there. Their gym's a little further away. It's a hill, so you try to work on all that stuff. But started a little slow, but they blocked a punt. But a credit to our defense, they gave a good stand. They missed a field goal, and we went right down and scored. Kind of a tale of two halves. The first half was probably closer than the second half, so that's kind of how it ended up playing out.
Now, in the game, you look at the score, so you see 48 points, so the offense is clicking. I'll get to that in a moment. But defensively, you guys were clicking, obviously, as well, which is typical for you guys this year, allowing just the 7 points.
Yeah, absolutely. And like we talked about each week, it's just somebody different. I mean, Jackson D'Angelo had, 11 tackles. And, the week before we had 10 sacks. This week we only had one. But the difference is now we're still pressuring at time and making the quarterback throw 3 interceptions. I mean, Alfino Davis had 2 unbelievable interceptions, one called back on a penalty by us, but one on our side that was unbelievable. But, different guys stepping up at different times, which has been kind of, what's been happening week to week. And then, we block a field goal. Nick Stinson, a freshman, jumps up, blocks a field goal, and they scoop and score. And Hector Johnson, just by will, just goes down. And everybody's going to look at Hector and him running down the field and breaking tackles. But Mike Lefebvre gets in front of their left tackles, like 330 pounds, and, pretty much gets run over. But at the same time, he sacrificed his body so Hector could be free. And that just shows you, what type of players, we have right now.
Well, special teams can be so big in wins. You mentioned D'Angelo with the 11 tackles, a career high for him out of North Reading. And I know we've talked about him in the past, Coach, but maybe just share a bit more about him as a linebacker.
Yeah, I think, the defensive coach staff's done a good job putting him in different spots each week and moving him around. And I think each week he's getting more and more comfortable, in his role and, understand the playbook each week better, which has been great for him. And then same time, if defenses try to key on one guy, they have to worry about another guy and vice versa.
I want to ask you about a couple of other local names on offense. Again, we've talked many times about Clayton Marenghi, your quarterback, but this week 5 touchdown passes, 216 yards. So he had it going. And, how was he able to do what he did?
Yeah, this is probably his, if not his best game of the year so far. Obviously, each week with more experience, any player on any team, hope they get better each week. But he, they were stout against the run, and we've had success running the ball the last couple games and not as much this game. So he did a really good job of read the defense and distributing, distribution. I mean, you have, one player with 3 catches, one with 2, one with 1. I mean, Ryan Freiberger had a great week of practice and goes out there and has 2 explosive plays, 1 for a touchdown. So, Clayton, saw the field really well last game.
Let me just follow up on Clayton. On Ryan Freiberger, because he's from Marblehead. And so tell me about how he's, we haven't talked about him this year, but tell me about his role, as you already did, but about him more as a player.
Just very quiet, works hard. Last year he was on scouts and probably could have won Scout Player of the Week each week. And this year he's obviously getting more reps and understand the offense better. He's probably one of our best route runners. And, it's when people score touchdowns, obviously people are excited to cheer. When he scores, you could just hear the sideline erupt. So I think everybody's happy for him.
Nice. All right. So you guys 8-0, 4-0 in the conference. Salve Regina in town in Beverly on Saturday. They're 5-3, 2-2 in the league. Homecoming Saturday at noon at Endicott College. So tell me about Salve Regina. What's the game preview there?
Very good team, well coached. Coach Gilmartin's done a great job with them. We went down there last year and they beat us last year. So I think both teams are, big, tough, physical both teams on both sides of the ball. So they have a really good running back, probably, the best running back in the conference. I think he was an All-American preseason. So he didn't play early in the year, but he looks like he's back and healthy. And they got some offensive weapons and a veteran defense.
and they will mix the pass and the run together?
I'm sure. You know, Coach Gilmartin's an offensive guy, so he schemes up well.
Gotcha. Coach, any other thoughts on Endicott football this week?
No, not at all. I think we're just back at it again today.
Well, enjoy the Halloween holiday, although it's a work day. But anyways, Coach, thanks for talking with us, and we will talk again soon.
Great. I appreciate it, Bill. Thank you.
Yep, take care. Coach Paul McGonigal, Endicott College Football, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.